Okay, discussion and possible action on interlocal agreement with Bell County Water Control and Improvement District Number 1, presented by John Hoffman.
Directors, this particular agenda item really has its, we really need to go back to the 2005 timeframe to start this discussion. And in it, there was a request for water that came from some of our customers on the I-35 corridor, particularly those in Williamson County. And what they were needing was approximately 20,000 acre feet of additional water to help with their intermediate term planning. We also had some requests for water coming from farther up the I-35 corridor in the Bell County area as well. So the staff spent a considerable amount of time trying to figure out how we could do this and came back to the Board of Directors with a recommendation that we could make some additional water available out of the Belton, Stillhouse, Georgetown part of our water supply system, with the caveat being that at some point it was going to commit us to building a pipeline that would connect Lake Belton and Lake Stillhouse Hollow and potentially some additional water supplies to make good in the 2050-2060 time frame on the overall amount of water that we would sell. So we went about offering that water for sale to the different entities there in Bell and Williamson counties. Again, understanding that when we sold this water, that we would be committed to building a pipeline between those two reservoirs, and to some additional water supplies. It was amazing the amount of interest that we had in contracting for that water. We had numerous entities in Bell and Williamson counties. Actually, more entities in Bell County that bought the water than we had entities in Williamson County that bought the water, and. It included the City of Georgetown, Chisholm Trail Special Utility District, the City of Temple, Bell County WCID Number 1, Kempner Water Supply Corporation, and several other entities. Including in that amount was 13,000 acre feet that we sold to Bell County WCID. And that particular contract had a diversion point of Lake Belton. Fast forward to 2009, and Bell County WCID comes back to the Brazos River Authority and requests that 10,000 acre feet of that 13,000 acre feet have its diversion point moved to Stillhouse Hollow. Now, Bell County WCID serves numerous entities in Bell County, including the City of Killeen, Belton, Harker Heights, several different entities there, particularly on the kind of northern and western side of the county, and their customer base was requesting some of that water be moved to Stillhouse so that they could look at servicing their area there on the west side of the county. This board voted to approve them moving that diversion point from Belton to Stillhouse, understanding that the timeline for connecting Belton and Stillhouse, which was projected to be about the 2030 time frame, would be moved up a little bit, so now we need to connect those two lakes sometime between 2020 and 2030. So it took the timeline for the pipeline and it moved it up a little bit. As a part of that discussion, the Bell County WCID put on the table the opportunity to talk to them about using their existing intake structure on Lake Belton down there next to the dam, a good deep water intake, and potentially even their pipeline right-of-way for us. Now, that was no small thing because in doing so, that potentially shaved a lot of cost and a lot of time off of our efforts to build this intake and this pipeline. If we had to go it alone, go to the next slide. This is what it would look like. If we had to go it alone, we were looking at somewhere in the order of $36 million, and that's a number that if you go to the Brazos G plan, it'll show you this project. It's approximately 7 or 8 miles between the two as the crow flies, but there was obviously we don't own any right-of-way yet. So if you started out as a green space kind of a deal, you're looking at $30, $40 million to do it and a whole lot of time to get a permit processed for the new intake structure by the Corps of Engineers. 7 to 8 miles. So if we partner with the Bell County WCID on this, we would be able to access approximately 30 million gallons a day worth of capacity on their existing intake structure and potentially be able to use their existing right-of-way for most, if not all, of the pipeline. which again is huge. And as time goes on, that area is urbanizing very quickly. So every year that we go on, another housing development goes in and fills in the spot that we might potentially need to use to be able to put this pipeline in place. So we've got a cheaper and quicker route, and we are avoiding some rather lengthy permitting process. So let's go to the next slide, please. The agenda item today authorizes the general manager to enter into an interlocal agreement with the Bell County WCID to basically do an engineering evaluation study on using that existing intake, on looking at those easements in that right-of-way to see if we could partner with Bell County WCID to do this. And WCID is open to potentially even operating that pipeline and intake structure for our benefit. So there's a lot of opportunities to work together, but we've got to really go in and try to flesh that out. Now,
do we have to put in our own pumps?
It depends on how we do the project.
Okay. It's always scary when you talk about intake structures, whether or not you can partner with them to the point of not having them redo something. Sure.
That's exactly one of the things that we would take a look at is, now part of what's happening too is when we move that 10,000 acre feet of capacity to Stillhouse for them, they had counted on taking that out of Belton. So there's unused cans on their intake structure.
They got capacity.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So what we're doing is they have already hired CDM Smith as their consultant to begin working on this. They have a land guy by the name of Rice that is doing their inspections for their right-of-way and their easements. CDM right now has a scope, a $78,000 scope of work that they have with the Bell County WCID. And Rice, I think, has spent about $5,000 to date looking at the easements and the right-of-way. So we're asking y'all to let Phil enter into this interlocal agreement to pay for half of the cost of this basically engineering feasibility study to see if we can even do this. Obviously, if they come back and say, yeah, this is something that can work, here's some of the things that you would need to do, we'd come back to y'all and ask for some additional authorization to go spend some more dollars to actually go in and engineer what the fix would be. And that would be something that we would seek to go ahead and do as quickly as we could before the area urbanizes any more than what it already has. The interlocal agreement commits us to pay for half of these costs, not to exceed $50,000 for our half. And right now we're significantly under that. So do y'all have any questions about what I've outlined for you so far?
I have a kind of a tangential question. Do we contemplate any additional agreements with other water control and improvement districts in Central Texas, particularly Williamson County?
No, sir. No.
I know there's some water companies around that have a lot of shortage of water in that area.
This,
we did the one over at, what was the one we did last week in the eastern part of Williamson County? We approved, last board meeting.
Oh, Jonah Sudd.
Jonah, yeah.
Yes, the bond issue, yes. Now, that was helped specifically with some financing for them to be able to take some additional water out of the Granger.
Is that something we're going to be doing any more of?
Potentially, I guess. Probably not in this part of the basin, but like down lower into Williamson County, particularly those that could access water out of Granger. Yes. The conjunctive use project would factor into that.
Okay.
Conjunctive use water could
potentially. It seems like a reasonable thing for us to be doing, and I know there are some water companies that it seems to me, given the limitations that they have, it seems to me that it makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. John, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Aside from the engineering and infrastructure logistics that we're being asked to approve a little money to study, big picture, do you see any downside to us partnering with Bell County as opposed to building our own pipeline?
The short answer is no, but there's always pros and cons. If you were to go whole hog with Bell County WCID and just contract with them to deliver X amount of acre feet at Lake Stillhouse Hollow, you would not be in control, nor would you own that infrastructure. but you would also not be responsible for the construction project or any acquiring the easements and straightening out the easements and doing the construction of the pipeline through the people's backyards and all the stuff that goes along with that. So part of what we'll have to come and prove up to you when we offer you a suggestion on which way to go will be to flesh that out and say, yeah, on the whole, it's a better deal for us to do option one rather than option two. But there's an upside and a downside to going it alone, and there's an upside and a downside to partnering with another entity.
But is the downside like a contract issue or a control issue?
Ma'am?
Would you say the downside is just a contractual issue, being able to make sure we have enough control over the pipeline use? Or
yes, ma'am.
Else? I'm just trying to get a feel for the...
Invariably, now using their existing infrastructure means having to work within their operational schedule as well. And this raw water line would have to go right smack dab through the middle of Bell County WCID's 100 million gallon per day water treatment plant. So there's considerations that would come into play for that as well. But the significant thing to keep in mind is having to go to the Corps of Engineers to obtain a newly permitted site for a deep water intake down there next to the dam. It's not insignificant.
John, if I understand it right, most of it is upside when you consider that they have the rights.
Yes, ma'am.
To go the right away.
Yes.
And so we wouldn't have to do that, and we would have to build a pipeline probably.
But a pipeline is
probably $1 million a mile. And so instead of talking about $40 million, we may be talking about $10 million.
Hopeful that
anyway, it's a
less.
big difference in how much it would cost.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Also, I just want to be sure I understood.
Yes.
Also, isn't it true? I mean, they would do the right-of-way acquisition, would they not?
Yeah. If they did that part of it, yes.
I mean, it only makes sense that the local entity be involved in buying their local.
Go back to the map slide. Part of what you deal with, too, is this is just like a conceptualized version of this. In truth, when you look at the topography, there's a kind of a big hill that you got to climb up over here. There's a lot of climbing up. You get to a certain point, and then it drops back off down on the Lampasas side of the basin here. There's a series of routes that peel off of this pipeline right-of-way that goes between Bell County WCID's plant and Killeen. And it could peel off any number of places off of that. So there's existing pipeline right-of-way, and then there's areas where you would have to go out and actually obtain new right-of-way. But it would be totally dependent upon the route that you chose and the direction that you chose to go down. Now, the thing that's important also to understand is this relationship with Bell County ID highlights the fact that this is is very much a Bell County and Williamson County strategy that we have in place. And what you've seen in the press lately, what you've heard from some of the local politicians lately, has been a lot of concern about water moving out of Bell County into Williamson County. And there's just as much water being used within Bell County as there is within Williamson County as far as this part of our strategy. So it is very much a partnership, and it would have to proceed as a partnership for it to be successful. Resolution?
John, what are the availability of water issues? Is there?
We're fully committed, so there's no additional water that can be made available out of this part of our basin. So what this pipeline does is actually helps us make good on the contractual commitments that we already have in place.
Okay. It's not new, it's just honoring where we are.
This is the foot stomp slides. Remember the foot stomp slides that we talked about? Well, actually, when the board got briefed on this back in 2005, one of the gentlemen that used to work for us at the time had a slide prepared that had an actual great big footprint on the slide that as it was put up there to say, understand that when we offer this water for sale, it commits us to building a pipeline between these two reservoirs, and it commits us to some additional supplies in the future. And before everybody nods their head, yes, we all have to accept the fact that that's what it did. So now we are coming back to you with the making good on the contractual promise. Resolution.
Read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute an interlocal agreement with Bell County Water Control and Improvement District Number 1 to evaluate a pipeline connection of Lake Belton and Stillhouse Hollow Reservoir for an amount not to exceed $50,000.
Okay. You heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Got Mackey and
Christian. Please poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.